You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I am the host of the show. And this show always consists of two different parts, in which the second part is a shamanic ritual, in which you are, of course, as every week, very much invited to share in order to find some peace within yourself, because we are so caught up in everything in our daily life, in our all considerations, our feelings, our thoughts, that it's very hard to find some peace when you're running with everything that appears to you. And this ritual is specifically focused on getting your attention out from where you are entangled in and pull you within this wide open space that you are on a deeper level. But we fail to see this because all the time we're too busy with what we think about things and what we feel. And, you know, that's the thing. It's funny because we always are focused on the shouting. But the shouting always appears within the silence. The silence is always there. It's always there, where otherwise nothing can appear. But we are so focused on everything that appears to us, and especially on the inside, we consider that very, very important. So we fail to recognize the silence, which is also here. And it's always there. It's just that we are so caught up within our thought, feelings, and, well, the other things. So that's also the purpose of this show and of the meditations we do, etc., is to shift your attention from the things that appear towards the space in which they appear. And that creates very much openness in you. Because, say, for instance, the first time, first you're entangled in, say you're in anger, you know, you perceive everything as annoying. And when you get pulled out of that, and you're just open, things are not just angry or annoying. No, they just are. So there's much more space for you can much more let everything be what it is. And in a way, you could say that's the definition of love. Because in love, I think, you allow, let's say, the other one to be as he is. And that's good enough. Instead, because if you look, you know, instead of that inside all the time, we think things should be different. They should be like such and so and such and so, which is not a very loving attitude, you know, not at all, because we think it should be like that. Well, it's never going to be like that. Neither your partner or life, no, they will never be like how you think it should be. So in order to find peace in your life, you shouldn't try to change life. No, you should try to let go of your definitions of life, on your demands on life, on your claims on life, like it is such and such. It's annoying. Well, it's not annoying. It's only annoying if you look from that point of view. So you could say that pulling you in this wide open space is much more a movement towards love. Because in love, everything is and is perfect in its own way. Because I still think, and it's just what I said before, I think what we call problems and conflicts and all these things is nothing but a clash of how I think it should be and how you think it should be. Doesn't both necessarily have anything to do with how it actually is. So the more you can let that go of that, the more you will find yourself back in a harmonious state. Because then you can find out slowly, and of course this is not after a week, but it's a process. You find out more and more that everything is perfectly in harmony. It's only our perception of it which is not. So that's what I think. If your life is not in harmony, the most effective way to deal with that is to change your view on life, your definitions on life. And that's why I think meditation is important, because everything you hear on the inside acknowledges a certain way of experiencing life, of looking at life. Just look when you're angry. What do these thoughts tell you? Well, they acknowledge your way of looking. Yeah. So In meditation, what you try to do is to withdraw your attention from these definitions. Because as long as I define for myself this is good, this is bad, you know, you're stuck with the definition, you're stuck with the view. And when it's either good or bad, you know, there always is conflict because things just are. Things are not just good and bad, things are. And depending on your view, you experience them as, let's say, nice or not nice. It has nothing to do with the things, it has to do with your view. That's why we recommend changing the view. And all the work we offer, and especially here in the radio shows, is only focused on that. Is getting your attention out of all the things that define you all the time. Because once you are such and such, you will also have the problems of such and such. Because that's a thing. If you just watch now, all the thoughts that appear right now in this moment, get into a thought. Yeah, you can observe this within yourself right now. Get into a thought, which means give attention to a thought, and it will unfold into a little story. And then this little story becomes your little story. And well, as a matter of fact, you just are and you got into a little story. You just told yourself. And now you find yourself back in problems because you defined it like that for yourself. You see? So that's a very basic way to treat life and to treat problems in life. And I must say it's far more effective than trying to solve your problems. Because, like, I think you should solve your problems if you can do something practical about them. As I said before, well, if you don't have money, try to do something practical in order to make some money. Don't complain and do all these things on the inside, because that's not helpful. It's just making you depressed. And besides that, all this energy that flows in there better flows into something else, for instance. Well, creating money in that sense. And I know this is a very silly example, but it's just meant to make a certain mechanism clear. Because the same mechanism is there in everything. We don't solve our problems. No, we worry about our problems. Or better to speak, there are difficulties in life and we make a problem out of it. That doesn't solve your difficulty. No, it just makes you feel bad. It makes you less effective. Because when I look in a depressed way, I don't see so much possibilities. I think the more open you are, so which is another way of saying the less defined you are, the more everything can be seen. If I'm angry, I only can see annoying things. When I'm open, I might see completely different things. And everybody knows this from his own experience. So I think if you try to work more for yourself like that, you will see that you are, in a way, always in peace. It's just, well, either you give it attention or not. And all the things that are disturbing all the time, all these thoughts, and, well, partly it has to do with dissolving negativity within yourself. And I think what you can do yourself is trying not to feed it. Don't try to solve it in getting into it. No, try not to give it attention. And I mean not practical, I mean this in an inward way. Don't make a problem. And as soon as you notice that you make a problem out of something on the inside, try to withdraw your attention from making a problem out of it, from all these thoughts, from all these feelings. Try to feel your feet, and that's why I say feel your feet. Feeling your feet is very neutral. There's nothing good, bad, nice, not nice, beautiful, or not about your feet. They just are. So that's what I said, something like that, a very simple thing you can use as an anchor for your attention. Because if you don't do it, you're caught up within this internal thing all the time. And it's not going to make you happy. No, it's going to make you full with problems and terrible feelings and anxiety. And you'll act from that and then you get into the whole trip. And by a little bit of training, and you have to, well, not a little bit, but no, it's an ongoing thing, of course, because the thoughts are ongoing. It's not just like feel your feet one day and the problem is solved. No, of course not, because tomorrow you will have thoughts again. So it's an ongoing thing. And I can tell from my experience, and not only mine, because I've been teaching this for a long time, and I, people who really work with it see the results. Just do it, and you will see that, you know, after some time, you still will have difficulties in your life, and you have to deal with things, but you will slowly, slowly be yourself in a more peaceful, harmonious place. And then you can deal better with your difficulties. And the trick is to do it. It's not to think about it, or nor to like the idea, or don't like the idea. The trick is to do it. So every time you notice that, you know, all these internal things claim your attention, no matter what they tell you, just shift your attention back to, for instance, feeling your feet on the ground. Because otherwise, you will get involved into this inner story. You will get all the feelings that accompany this thing. You'll react from that, and well, that's how we create our drama. Because yes, indeed, we are co-creators of our universe. But unfortunately, we do this in a very unconscious way. And I think with a little bit effort, you can develop something else. Yeah? Because you're, as I said before, the choice is easy. Either you're caught up in all these inner things, or you try to find footing. And I tell you, when you give attention to the footing and you do that more and more, you will come into a place in which the thoughts do not have that much grip on you anymore. They still are, might be there or not, but they have less grip. So less drama. So less problems. And the easier you can deal with your life. It's the same basic idea we try to put out here every week. That's also why the talks are in general in the same line. Because there's only one, in my opinion, one, let's say, one solution. The solution is not solving these 100,000 things which are your life. No, you cannot do that. Life will not change according to your will. Change your will, and you will see that life is beautiful as it is, in its own mysterious way, because you cannot understand it. I cannot understand it. I'm a shaman. I have this white perception, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't understand it. I only know that when you approach it in a different way, you can deal with it much better. No matter what it is or how you call it. It doesn't matter how you call life or define life. You have to deal with it. So learn yourself a way to deal effectively with it. Which means, you know, the more you stay with yourself and you don't get agitated, the less consequence you will create. So the less turmoil you will have, the less conflict you will have, the more harmonious you will live, the more peace you will experience. And it is within reach of everyone. Because right now, there is peace. And maybe this little voice in you. Shift your attention from the little voice to the space in which this voice appears. It's always there. Always. Yeah? All right. Then we're going to do the ritual. And try to get your attention away from the things that shout in you all the time. And try to listen to the silence. And then you will see that if you do that for a while, that silence will deepen. Silence is not just the absence of words. There are many, many different layers of depth or whiteness or intensity. I don't know how you have to call that. In silence. And the more attention you pull in there, the wider it opens up for you. And that's what I wish for you. All right. Have a good week.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.